Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. Our scripture this morning comes from what Mindy just shared with Jip, a beautiful passage from Romans chapter 8. For some of us, it's our most favorite passage of all scripture. Listen for the word of the Lord as it's recorded in chapter 8 of Paul's letter to the church at Rome, beginning with verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold His own Son, but gave Him up for all of us, will He not with Him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The last thing we want to have happen when we are walking our new puppy on a leash on a busy road is for her to slip that leash. The separation between a human and pet can spell disaster. Likewise, imagine becoming separated from your child, your daughter, or your grandchild at the busy, crowded Art Institute of Chicago or after a concert at Krannert. Imagine. That's a dangerous thought. That's a scary what if, isn't it? I have a friend who became separated from her father in a state fair. She was holding, she let go of her hands for a second, and then she reached up and grabbed a hand. It was a stranger's hand. And it took a while for her to realize that wasn't her father. And it took a while for him to realize, I don't know who that girl is. Everything worked out. But for a moment, that separation between father and daughter was terrifying. We look forward to having the opportunity again of getting lost in crowds, don't we? Doesn't that sound thrilling to jostle and bump and to be eating a corn dog and a hot dog and a drink and bumping into sweaty people in a busy state fair with fireworks overhead? That sounds wonderful, and it will happen again, I suspect. Just not this week, and probably not next. But getting lost in a crowd, becoming separated can create a whole flood of scary feelings. This anxiety attached to separation is a real thing. Separation anxiety disorder is something that psychologists talk about that happens when somebody who is particularly attached to a home or a situation or a person becomes detached from that home or situation or person. It's real. Our emotional attachments are important and valid and true and real. And when we become separated, it's a frightening moment. Separation can mean danger, it can mean sadness, grieving, it can mean terror. Spider-Man, remember, got weak in the knees whenever he thought about life without Mary Jane. And how could Shrek make it without Fiona? You can tell the movies I've been watching lately, kind of these old throwback movies. They bring a lot of escape, a lot of joy. Alexander Hamilton was something I've seen recently. And boy, he goes through a tough patch when he imagines life without Eliza. Separation from those we love. Separation can cause terror, anxiety, fear, displacement. I lost my word there. But it can cause a whole cacophony of feelings and sounds. I know pastors who are struggling to get their words out like me this morning, but struggling because they are separated from their beloved congregations. It's difficult to do ministry without hugs, without rounding in the hospital, without seeing people, without sitting on their porch, without having them in the office, without eating meals together, sharing coffee and kneeling and praying together. And this creates a kind of anxiety. The separation just doesn't feel natural. Imagine this scene from It's a Wonderful Life, standing on that bridge in all of that snow and that river rushing underneath, and George Bailey. George Bailey weeping bitterly. Could he stand another moment? You remember that film? Could he stand another moment being separated from God? From God. Can you imagine being separated from God? That is, of all of Jip's what-ifs, perhaps the most disconcerting of all. Separated from God. Paul imagined it. Paul looked at that idea from every angle. He looked at it, we'll take a look at his list. Will hardship separate us from the love of God? No. Will distress? No. Persecution, nakedness, famine, peril, sword? No, 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 no. No, in all these things, he says, I'm going to read this, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, he doesn't say that this is a thought of his or a theory or an idea. No, he says, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. He's convinced about it. He has faith in something he doesn't absolutely and completely see, but he holds fast to this mystery of God's love. Yeah, God's hands can feel slippery like butter. Our grip on God can fail. Or we can simply let go. Or wander off. Or dart across the dangerous road all by ourselves. But God's hold on us is certain. If this sounds like a repeat exactly of last week's sermon, it kind of is. But these themes of grace are central to Scripture. God's love of us is certain, and God's hold on us can be depended upon. God's love is the most powerful and unbreakable kind. And what matters most is not how tightly we hold on to God's hands. That is not what matters most. What matters most is how lovingly and completely and successfully God holds on to our hands. Sure, we're called to hold on, hold fast, to walk in the path God sets for us. But it's not our holding, it's not our thinking, it's not our praying, it's not our doing, it's not our walking that matters most. It's the way God orients our walk and walks with us and holds on even when we let go or can't hold on ourselves. Paul's point is this, and it can't be any clearer. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Some of you might think that you've done something so bad that there's an eternal wall between you and God. Well, I would say to you humbly, even that is not sufficient to really separate you from God's love, me from God's love. God's love is successful when we can't be successful. Paul is certain of it. God loves us no matter what. Now, can we ever feel separated from God's love? Well, yes. Those what ifs can come in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day, and we can feel this great gulf develop between us and those of our beloved, between us and God. We can feel separated from God. But in fact, what can really separate us from God's love? Nothing can. Does God ever stop loving us? Does God ever stop encouraging us? Does God ever stop holding us? No, God does not. What can separate us from God's love? Nothing. Friends, God is with us on the road. Alleluia. Friends, we are on a journey.
It's the pandemic parade.
The way is long.
The way is uncertain.
Pandemic has changed our plans. Pandemic has changed the rules.
Our journey is masked.
For some, the journey is more solitary.
We walk 6 feet apart, not hand in hand.
We sing only in the shower. Our congregational voice, singing with our brothers and sisters, has grown silent.
We are on a journey.
The road sometimes feels long and filled with strife.
We don't know the way.
Our roadmaps don't help. Our GPS can't find the signal.
The way is uncharted.
We seek God in the dark, dark night.
And in the hot, bright day.
We see the glaring injustice in the world.
We see partisanship and division caused by race, by class, and by ideology, even by religion.
But what we want to see is God.
We want to see God.
We strain to see God.
O Lord, reveal your divine self.
O Lord, give us strength.
O Lord, guide our steps.
We are on a journey.
We are on a journey and we don't know the way.
We don't know where the journey leads.
We don't know how long the journey will take.
We don't know where is.
O Lord, comfort us.
Church, listen to the words of the Apostle Paul.
What shall separate us from the love of God?
Nothing.
We are on a journey.
God walks with us.
And we know where the road leads.
The road leads from the old life to the new life.
And we are certain.
God walks with us. God's love guides us.
God walks with us. God's love redeems us.
God walks with us. God's love sustains us.
Alleluia.
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 Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.